shock at Westminster as the Defence Secretary, Gavin Williamson, is sacked after a probe into a National Security Council leak. Sam Coates is the Deputy Political Editor of The Times. Morning to you, Sam.
Good morning.
Morning. This all over every news network I can see throughout the UK today. Have they nailed him? Is this conclusive evidence against him? Because I noticed that he's vehemently denying it.
Well, that's a very good question. So, yesterday, Theresa May released a letter, effectively sacking Gavin Williamson, basically saying that they had concluded beyond doubt that he was responsible and he hadn't been able to put up a different version of events. He, as you say, denies it as he gets, as he starts to adjust his own work-life balance change. But the question in my mind is, how do they know?
Yeah,
in the face of
exactly
denial, because I mean, I think it's and I want to preface this by saying I'm extremely uncomfortable as a journalist who tries to get leaked bluntly at the prospect of intrusive inquiries into every conversation that you may or may not be having.
Yeah, but this is slightly different, to be fair to them now, because they're saying this was a national security issue. They're saying that, you know, some of the country's biggest secrets would have been discussed in this meeting and that it was subject to the Official Secrets Act.
But even there, I think there are a few questions I've got. I'm not sure the actual information leak was particularly sensitive. It was a very small report of a discussion that was had and a conclusion reached that would have been made public anyway, with the positions of various cabinet ministers that were pretty well rehearsed in the public domain already. You know, there were no names of spies, there were no targeting information, there was nothing that put anybody's life in danger. There was a lot of political embarrassment about the way the information was presented, and number 10 didn't like the politics of it.
No.
So I come back to this question, how do they know beyond doubt? Because if it happened in a telephone call, how do they know what the contents of that telephone call were? And if they don't know what the telephone call was between the journalist concerned and Gavin Williamson, the telephone call, which all parties make clear, did take place, then what's the conclusive proof?
Now, if they're claiming, they're clearly intimating that they have enough evidence because they have sacked him. So if you follow the logic, if this was a breach of the Official Secrets Act, how can the police not get involved?
That's a good question. We put that exact question to number 10 last night. They said the Prime Minister regards the matter as closed. The Metropolitan Police, who I suspect would be the first people to act, said that they don't have an active inquiry at the moment. So it looks like that there is no motivation for anybody to start one. Clearly, opposition politicians have been writing to various police.
But the Prime Minister can't make that call. She can regard whatever she wants in a smooth and orderly way, or whatever way she wants to do it. But it's for the police to decide, and then the Crown Prosecution Service, not the Prime Minister, surely.
Those are all fair points. I mean, you know, it's not for me to referee on whether there is going to be a one or isn't. Clearly, some political figures like the Prime Minister don't, and opposition parties do. And we'll see how that plays out. And it's a judgment for the police whether or not both they think that there's a reasonable chance of prosecution and whether it's a good use of their time. I come back to the sort of point as a journalist, which is, given that I don't think that it was a sort of national security leak that put people's lives in danger or anything like that and caused anything more than a bit of political embarrassment for number 10 because they didn't like the spin put on the story, is this really a route that we want to go down? Criminal inquiries into which member of the government said what to which journalist? Because be careful what you wish for. We could try and do political journalism just based on Theresa May's public speeches and official documents, and I can tell you, we would have a hell of a lot of a less clue what was going on inside number 10 and elsewhere at the top of the government if we did.
It's a fair point you raise. Sam, thank you very much indeed. That's Sam Coates, the Deputy Political Editor of The Times.